This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that, okay? Pro or con. As usual, we'll make it your show, but let's stick to the topic because we've got much to cover. Got some audio for you on Operation Warp Speed. Now you know why it's called Operation Warp Speed. And why is that, friends? Well, Dr. warns this is not a vaccination. It is an irreversible genetic modification. Okay, this is, again, the voice that's being censored across the United States of America and on a global basis by the big tech companies illegally. Folks, they are trying to sell you the virus they cannot prove. They're trying to sell you a vaccination that's going to bring much harm, say the doctors. And I'm about ready to prove it once again as to what the truth of the matter is concerning what's taking place. I mean, this is unprecedented. We have never, ever heard anybody, a grown-up, a child, ever say they were excited to get a vaccination. Ever. We're hearing CEOs talking about how they're excited about getting their vaccinations. We're hearing just during the break, friends, shooting from the hip, live audio feed from Europe where a 78-year-old man gets his shot and people are clapping, giving him applause for doing what everybody else is doing, say they. The fact of the matter is, again, folks, what they want to do is they want to give you statistics that are upside down on their head. They want you to believe everybody's going along with this when, in fact, they are not, easily, hands down. Again, I'm going to bring some audio to you in just a couple minutes. Before I get to that, my wife said to me today, she said, where's the church in all this? We were just driving, and she said, where's the church in all this? She said, are they preaching repentance? I said, of course not. Have they ever preached repentance? I mean, I never heard it in the church that I was raised up in for about a year and a half. Never one time. I heard a message that was given that wasn't even scriptural. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, he loves you, but it's through a demonstration of Jesus Christ on the cross dying for our sins, right? To redeem us back unto the Father. That's real love. And if you keep that in perspective, Christ crucified, you're going to understand John 3:16, but not until then. Where is the church? Well, like Kenneth Copeland, man, I'm telling you what. You know, he said he was standing in the place of the prophet. He called it a vaccination from God, only to what? Hasten the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. Right? Well, guess what? We got another one. I want to play this audio for you right now. This is from Fox News. Listen to how dumbed down and watered down their message is, and also pay close attention as to how adhered, friends, how congruent it is with those that are constantly throwing down propaganda on the American people. This is hastening the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. And who are they using? Well, in this particular case, Pastor Jeffress, who sits on the evangelical board of none other than Donald Trump, who gave stage to Bill Gates and his henchman, Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump. Listen to this. You cannot make this up. Listen carefully.
President Trump calling the coronavirus vaccine a Christmas miracle.
A miracle.
10 days since the vaccination campaign began, more than 1 million Americans got their first dose in the last couple of weeks. But a new USA Today Suffolk University poll shows a fifth of those surveyed would not take the shot if it were available to them today. So, should community leaders and faith leaders do more to encourage people to get vaccinated? Joining us now, senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas and Fox News contributor Robert Jeffress. Good morning, Pastor Jeffress, and
listen,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Nicole.
Smiling devil.
Now, it has been a devastating year, 2020, and as you know, people of faith and those looking for faith look to their faithful leaders such as yourself to give them some advice. And as we have been in the dark ages of the 2020, to get to that renaissance in 2021, we need as many Americans as possible to get the vaccination.
This is Fox News, friends.
Message to your community and those around you. Do you believe that you should help in getting people to understand the benefits of this vaccine?
Absolutely, Nicole. You know, for the past 10 months, millions of Americans have been praying to God, asking for relief from this pandemic. And I believe God has answered that prayer.
Really?
These vaccines. I'm calling these vaccines an early Christmas present from God.
And an early Christmas present from God.
Science.
That's all I wanted you to hear, friends. And he goes on with his unscriptural rhetoric. I want you to keep in mind, this is the same church, the professors in the American church today, that have brought us to the point as to where we're at today concerning the younger generation. The younger generation has to fight off what these people have ushered in. When you look at Scripture, namely John 10:12, what does it tell us? They're hirelings. Hirelings are what? They are the ones that opened the floodgates to the wolves to devour the sheep. They're not defending the sheep. They're not fighting off the sheep. No. They're opening the floodgates to the likes of Big Pharma. Folks, this is important that you understand what you're hearing right now. Because, again, this is the fruit of the modern-day church. Now, I want you to understand this scripturally speaking because, folks, the evangelical board concerning Donald Trump and who he has around him, they're hand-picked. To a real Christian, when they look at the evangelical board, it's a joke. It's a reproach. It's a scam. It's another fraud being perpetuated on the American people because it is not Christianity, friends. It's a lack of Christianity. It's the modern gospel, which it drives itself in stark contrast to the cross of Jesus Christ, which we are to preach as preachers. Now, when you go to 1 Kings 13:33, you need to understand what's being played out here, okay? The Bible tells us after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, who had not returned from his evil ways, made again of the lowest of the people. The lowest of the people. Get the dummies. Raise them up to be the standard. Get the immoral. Raise them up to be the standard. Get the heretics. Raise them up to be the standard. Get those that are compromisers. We'll raise them up as being the standard. Get those scoundrels and we'll raise them up as being the standard. This is what's going on, not only in the church, but it first took place in the church. It's also happening in politics today. This is what's important. But made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. And the Bible tells us that this unrepentant king, Jeroboam, whoever he consecrated unto him, he became one of the priests of the high places. They were promoted to high positions. What are these people telling you, friends? It's a miracle from God? Oh my goodness, you cannot make this up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm going to play some audio, and I want you to keep in mind as to what you just heard during the first segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have been doing, and what it is that we're continuously doing. Read Luke 19:10. You will understand clearly. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 13 to 15 articles there that are combating the lies in the mainstream media from contributors across the United States of America that have gone further than plain to paper tiger. Rest assured, they are in the culture war. They have put the plow into their hands, and they have not looked back. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to join us live on video, you can join us on the platform in which we are established on even today. It's on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to that video platform. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Go ahead and click on that platform. Join us on Top Chat. I pay attention to the best of my abilities. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, as I shared with you during the first segment, my wife asked me, where's the church? Are they preaching repentance? Of course not. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard that message in the church in America since I've been saved, and that was 23 years ago. I don't think I've ever heard it. And I'm talking about where I have physically been. Okay, now I've heard of, you know, Ray Comfort, and I've heard of other faithful ministers of Jesus Christ that have preached it out on the streets, but the fact of the matter is I have never, ever one time had anybody approach me and tell me that that was the message, yet that is the scriptural message found in Matthew 3, 2, okay? So what I did is when I got back to the studios, I checked it out, and sure enough, there's Pastor Jeffress, the one that sits on the evangelical board of Donald Trump, and they're both saying the same things, both parroting the same things, because they're appointed to do so. They're paid to do so as they sell off the people that they're supposed to serve. That's just a fact. Put that up against Luke 22:48. They're both Judases. Well, what are you talking about? Well, one gives stage to Bill Gates, who's not a doctor, to the WHO, who's not a doctor, to an unelected bureaucrat, Anthony Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in 20 years, okay? And they're driving the American people through a virus they can't prove to a vaccination that we all know is unproven. First of all, as a preacher, I have to tell you this, what Pastor Jeffers didn't tell you, okay? As he calls it a miracle, I call it a curse. Why? Because this is the fruit of what takes place in a nation that's under the judgments of God. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 through 48. You'll understand perfectly. Lined up with what's taking place in this country perfectly, okay? God's not going to bless a nation that refuses to obey him. That's just not going to work, okay? And what's happening today is our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. What is the church doing? Well, they're telling you to go, you know, if they're not calling in a vaccination, then they're telling you that this is a miracle of God, what Pfizer and Moderna has to offer. But I have audio today of another doctor telling you just the exact opposite, and they are telling you that this is irreversible, and it's not a vaccination. Okay? I'll get to that in a moment. If you think for one moment, friends, that this was not pre-planned, which I've proven over, oh, I bet at least 30 to 50 times on this show. Mark Slavo reported this morning, if you haven't heard this, you're going to hear this, that mainstream media is ramping up the propaganda in order to get the public on board with an unnecessary and unwanted vaccine. The rollout of vaccine passports is here. And if you want to travel, you need to show proof of vaccination. Yep. See, what's encouraging these people are those that are just going along with it because they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. But see, what they don't know is they are drawing the seed of violence nigh unto them, Amos 6:3, as are they putting themselves and their family members in danger in a big way. Again, I'll get to that in just a moment. Mark Slavo goes on, the beast system is arriving with the invention of COVID-19, and far too many Americans still don't get it. The dystopian future we've been warned about is here, and it's only going to get more tyrannical as the digital dollar is rolled out. The mainstream media is putting a nice spin on the adaptation of the beast system of control. Here is CNN. Oh, Bradley, I don't believe CNN. Okay, well, that's great. Then why do you tolerate CNN? As I've shared with you at least 100 times on this radio program, 94% of the American people don't believe the media. But who's telling you about a virus? Who's telling you about a vaccination? The same people you say you don't believe in. So let me bring it to you once again. This is what you tolerate, Americans. Through the mainstream media, they're useful idiots and the propagandists. This is what they said. Now that the coronaviruses and the vaccines are starting to roll out in the United States and abroad, many people may be dreaming of the day when they can, listen, this is what they said. Many people may be dreaming of the day when they can travel, shop, and even go to the movies again. Did you hear what they said? These governors and mayors that are basically implementing unconstitutional edicts, they are simply holding on to drive you into compliance through what? Fatigue. I just want things to go back to normal. Okay, well, whatever. They got the vaccine out. I'll just go get it so I can get my papers. Does anybody remember where's your papers? Doesn't anybody remember the Gestapo walking up to the people and saying, where are your papers? Doesn't anybody remember just a little bit of Schindler's List or a little bit of German history or the history of dictators? Doesn't anybody understand that history repeats itself when you don't learn from history? Haven't we learned this yet for our children's sake, adults? Do you remember when the Jews, you know, their businesses were forced down? To shut down, you know, also the political opposition, also the gypsies and the dissidents were all shut down. You remember that? Yeah. Is that what's happening today? Oh, yeah, it is. Remember when they were told you have to wear a star? Yeah. Do you know that you have politicians in the United States that have proposed wearing stars? Did you know this? This is what you tolerate, Americans. Okay. But they were just told back in the 30s, it's just a piece of cloth. Just put it on. You know, they were just told that, you know, you got to wear this. It's force compliance. Okay? Then they began to limit their movement. Hello? And then they began to isolate them from their communities. Hello? And then they began to close the place of worship. Hello? Is anybody paying attention? Yep, this is what's happening. And I know that there's a lot of ignorant people in the United States of America that still believe somehow in their own deceptions because they love not the truth under righteousness. They are the ones that the delusion is set upon. Read 2 Thessalonians when you get a moment. But I know that there's a lot of people in this country that say, that'll never happen here. I'm here to tell you right now, it's happening here. And it's been happening incrementally, little by little, through a siege, where a government wants a global union, and they want absolute control over your lives. And they're showing you on a daily basis as to how that looks, and what it looks like in real time, in a real rollout. I'm talking to you, America. I'm talking to you. Let me go back to this CNN piece. But in order to do those activities, you may eventually need something in addition to the vaccine. See how far they're pushing the envelope? A vaccine passport application to be appended to your phones. Don't tell me this isn't pre-planned. They finish with, several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps or systems for individuals to update details of their COVID-19 tests and vaccinations, creating digital credentials that should be shown in order to enter concert venues, stadiums, movie theaters, offices, or even other countries. Is that what's happening today? Oh, it's happening in real time. Matter of fact, I didn't tell you that it's happening today. They already told you. They've already told you. And what do you have the President of the United States of America telling you about this vaccination? It's a miracle. What did Pastor Jeffress call it? A miracle from God. Folks, again, you need to understand what you're being told and what you're being led to right now, because it's just not true, nor have they ever proven the virus. Nor have they ever proven the virus, friends. But we have had several doctors on this radio program alone that have consistently told the American people that what's in these vaccinations is not meant to be in the bloodstream. Why? Because it counters God's DNA. It counters what some doctors have said, what nature has created. You'll hear that on this piece up and coming after this segment, after this hard break up and coming. You'll hear him say the same thing. He'll tell you all the way through, friends, that these vaccination companies have indemnified themselves from any consequence if it hurts anybody that takes their vaccinations. They have a free market. They can attack at will. And the governments that the people tolerate on the global basis have made sure that there's nothing that you can do against any of the vaccine companies if there's adverse side effects. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty, LibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side for that audio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats on Capitol Hill applauded President Trump's signing of a $2.3 trillion funding measure that includes $1.4 trillion for government spending through next September and $900 billion for pandemic relief. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying in a statement the signing of the bill by the president is welcome news for the 14 million Americans who just lost the lifeline of unemployment benefits on Christmas weekend. The House is set to vote on Monday to increase direct payments to $2,000 per person and $5,200 for a family of four on Monday. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says authorities are still looking into the details of a Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Do we know what the device was or what was used? We do not at this time.
David Roush says the evidence is being looked at by the FBI. USA Radio News. All passengers flying from the UK now have to show they've tested negative for COVID-19 to come to the United States. The order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was announced Christmas Day and went into effect today. Passengers have to get tested within 3 days of their departure from the UK and provide documentation of their results to their airline. Chicago-based United Airlines says it's making same-day pre-flight rapid tests available to travelers at London's Heathrow Airport. China is continuing to punish whistleblowers for reporting on the coronavirus.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I got a guy right now on live chat just telling me, Bradley, this is not news, this is propaganda. Which part? I'm curious. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying here, because if it's propaganda, everybody needs to know. And what you need to do is you need to call me out for who I am, because this is, I just have no business telling you the truth, right? I mean, to tell the truth in the time of deceit is a revolutionary act. Apparently, you're still not aware of the fact that you have individuals in government and you have individuals in the mainstream media that are appointed to create domestic insurrection, a revolution. Okay? And you better probably get your ears on and your eyes on, brother, because the fact of the matter is it's aimed at you as much as it's aimed at me, as much as it's aimed at the useful idiots in the media and in politics. They just haven't figured it out yet, okay? And I don't plan on going down into the hole that they themselves have dug. It's my job to expose them for who they are, Ephesians 5:11, and in doing so, I expect I'm going to run into people like you, but I need you to call in, and I need you to call me out in front of everybody. 1-866-582-9933 for my propaganda, okay? I need you to call me out, and so do the people. It's very important for them to know that I'm a propagandist. I'm giving you old news, and what I'm telling you is just not true, okay? I'm waiting for his phone call, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Just want to shoot from the hip really quick. Everybody's talking about what's going on in Nashville again. My take on this, without having all the information yet, I'll get my download probably tonight or tomorrow from a brother from another mother, Tim Brown from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, because he's covering this right now. But my first take on this whole issue, if you want my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. But it reminded me of Oklahoma City bombing instantaneously. It reminded me of the American government keeping the people in a perpetual state of emergency so they can continuously change things, so they can cause fear in the people to cry out to government for more control. Even when they don't get it, they'll find the one or two that are, and they'll promote that message, and then they'll throw that on everybody else that's not asking for their help. The fact of the matter is what we find over and over and over again. This is the brown shirts at work. And again, notice the timing of what took place in Nashville. Notice the timing, folks. Okay? And the bad guys are not above God's hand, rest assured. But I do want to say this, and then I'm going to get back to my topic. Isn't it interesting how the FBI can solve a bombing in under a day, but you give them Hunter's laptop, Hillary's email, Jeffrey Epstein's black book, and proof of play for pay in Ukraine, treason, and years later they don't even know that they have it. So do you understand who these agencies in many cases are working for, friends? They're not working for we the people. They're working for the big people, as we're supposed to, law protects us from, right? They are working for them on the behalf of the conspirators, basically snuffing out or censoring anybody that would dare speak out. And if you think that's far-fetched, did you notice in the propaganda reel that they had to tell you that there was an individual in China, friends, that was speaking out against coronavirus and the COVID-19 for the fraud it is, and they threw him in jail for 4 years? That was for guys like me. They're talking about guys like me. They're getting you conditioned to look at guys like me for telling you the truth as the ones that are troublemakers. That's what they said during the newsreel. Okay? We need to wake up as to what's going on here, friends. This is propaganda. This is how it's played out on a 24/7 basis. And those that are living in America, you're so saturated and marinated in lies. If you're not in the Word of God, I don't know how that you would know the truth unless you're listening to the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution, in all sincerity. So let's get to this. Operation Warp Speed. Okay, that's what it's called. This is brand new information. This is not old information, for the record. It's brand new information. Okay, Operation Warp Speed. Why is it called Operation Warp Speed? Well, now you know. Because a doctor warns this is not a vaccination. It is an irreversible genetic modification. Now, I want you to listen to the voice of tyrants. Okay. William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Necessity, okay? It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Like any other emergency pushed on the American people by their government, you'd have thought by now that some would have availed themselves to the lessons, but apparently there are still some that have not. Read Hosea 4:6. Do you remember what General MacArthur said? General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the government that was telling us so. 1957. So this applies to what it is that we are now being sold by that same government today concerning the invisible enemy, said Donald Trump, that we are now allegedly fighting. And he needs the military incarnate to do what they can't see. He just called it an invisible virus, but I guess an incarnate fleshly army can see it and combat it. That only works with people that don't think, right? Friends, rest assured that they want you to make sure that you get this vaccination injected to your bodies before you can figure out what's inside of them. That's why it's called Operation Warp Speed. This is why they want to get it into your body like that within a 24-hour period, because they don't want you to see what's inside of those vaccinations. Friends, these are the same ill-designing and cunning men, read Ephesians 4:14, that have lied to the American people on a daily basis for decades, and now they're the ones selling the virus and the vaccinations to the people. John 8:44, hypocrisy to high heaven. Okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to get directly over to the audio. Okay? I have the video in front of me, but you're going to get the audio. This is a doctor by the name of Dr. Wakefield, and this is his warning. He said, this is not a vax. It is irreversible. It's a genetic modification. I want you to listen to the high points in which he makes during this audio. Listen carefully.
So let's talk about this COVID vaccine, because you just brought it up. mRNA.
Right.
What does this mean?
And let me try and characterize this. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, are the basis of our genetic structure, if you like, in every cell, is turned in codes for protein. And it transfers its information to make the protein through messenger RNA. So messenger RNA is an intermediary between the gene and the product, the protein. It's the protein that ultimately elicits the immune response, not the RNA. If you want to make a vaccine, it's protein that you give, whether it's bacterial protein or viral protein, whatever it is. It's the protein to which the human immune system develops the immune response.
Okay.
So, by definition, an RNA vaccine isn't a vaccine at all, because it doesn't elicit an immune response.
Ooh.
It has to be turned into protein, and it's the protein in turn that creates the immune response. A messenger RNA vaccine is actually genetic engineering. That's what it is. It's putting genetic material from an RNA virus into your cells and asking the cellular machinery with the RNA to produce protein from your cells, to which you then mount an immune response. What could possibly go wrong? You have cells in your own body that are producing protein to which your immune system is going to mount an immune response. That's called an autoimmune disease.
Oh.
So the potential for this to go horribly wrong is enormous. It's never been used in humans before.
Have we heard this
it's
through the mainstream media?
It's never been tested out, and yet it's been rushed to market.
Never tested.
In these circumstances.
It's been rushed to market.
The Pfizer vaccine.
Ah.
And we're already seeing some major problems occurring.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about those,
do
we?
Cases of anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
There have been deaths that have just been reported. So what is going on? We need to know. But firstly, a vaccine for this is a misnomer. It is not a vaccine. It is an intermediary product which leads to the production of a protein that generates a so-called vaccine. And it is genetic engineering that has never been tested out in human beings before.
Genetic engineering, never been tested in human beings before.
5 years down the line, and it's already been given to billions of people worldwide. It's too late.
Yeah.
You can't take it out. You can't switch it off. You can't stop it.
So this is the purpose. Like, just go ahead and pause it for a moment, Judah. See what he's saying here, friends. It's never been tested on human beings. Okay. First of all, the Lord again, Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19 said, don't do it. The life is in the blood, and that's what the enemy wants to pervert. And those little minions that are being used to tell you you need the vaccination are messing with God's creation, and they are out to seek and to destroy, just like their father, the devil. John 8:44, John 10:10. Hey, folks, tell the truth and shame the devil for your own sake. I can't sit here and do this for you all on my own. You're going to have to open your mouth up once. You're going to have to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to quit making yourself sheep while the wolves continuously devour and are encouraged as your sheepisms continuously play out in their faces. Okay? It's never been tested on human beings. And by the way, I had some goofball say, why are you so angry? Let me ask you a question. How come you're not angry? I want to know. Why aren't you angry? Why aren't you angry about what's going on? I want to tell you why. Because you haven't taken it to heart. And you are not valiant for the truth, brother or sister. And I want to tell you what. Those scriptures are taken directly from nations that fall to the judgment of a Most High God. You better start understanding again. And I'm going to reiterate the point. that I'm talking to you, America. I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you what I'm telling you out of love, not out of hate. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Why am I so angry? Well, you got some real smart folks out there. Let me tell you what. The question is not why am I so angry. The question is why are you not so angry? You act like I'm talking about a different country. I'm not. I'm talking about yours. Going to take a couple phone calls, and I'm going to get right back to this topic. We got Charles calling from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
One more time?
Excuse me?
I didn't quite catch that last part.
No, I said, what say you?
Georgia. Yeah, I just wanted sitting here contemplating over that, you know, the coronavirus and all the current events, you know, that 22-year-old target over there in Nashville by that group out of Murphy, North Carolina, and I call them Eric Rudolph and Company, LLC. If anybody wonders about who's behind that and the reason why they went ahead and did it, I believe I may would have to be the one with the answers and the evidence that could probably answer everyone's questions on the particular matter.
Okay. Well, we're talking about vaccines right now, and you said you wanted to make mm-hmm. a comment about vaccines.
Yeah, the vaccines I have never been fond of. I've already recovered from, you know, COVID-19 over 2 months ago. I had very, very minor symptoms, maybe a day and a half of a headache and sniffles, and that was about it.
Huh. Can I see something, Charles? Who told you you had COVID-19? I'm just curious.
We went and got the test.
Yeah, did you know that Cambridge just came back with test results, a study from a week and a half ago, and found out that 99% of the students that took the test, they came back false negative. Did you see that in the Australian parliamentary, one of the individuals took one of those COVID tests and he put it right in front of all of his colleagues in the parliament, and he basically put Coca-Cola on it and it came back positive. Did you forget about John Magufuli, the Tanzanian president, who said he used motor oil and pawpaw, which is fruit, and goat, and they gave them tests, they used the blood, and they used the oil, and they used the juice from the fruit, and they sent it into the laboratories, and they gave them human names. Did you know that they came back positive in many cases? So
it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Right.
I mean, if you've ever seen behind the scenes the stuff that I have seen, and you have set up the amount of operations that I have set up in two countries to rescue children from child trafficking and pornography and
good
stuff
for you.
Like that.
Good for you, brother.
You get a pretty good perspective from you travel abroad. You've been to Peru numerous times. You've been all over the place like me. Then you can get a pretty good concept on the stuff that I've seen in my lifetime as far as American medicine versus medicine, you know, in other countries.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a big old rip-off.
It is. Well, they're profiting from it. Thank you for that phone call from Georgia. I got Dan calling from Ohio. Dan, again, man, I totally appreciate you calling me in. You need to get your own show going, Dan. But I love your input. Can you just make it quick? I got to finish this audio. Go for it, brother.
This will be real quick.
Thank you, sir.
I'm the guy who said propaganda. I was talking about the news, not you. I figure you get a chuckle out of that.
Okay.
But I'll, since I'm on, I'll share a couple things I saw. So today, a little town, Sydney, Ohio, not, you know, maybe 25,000 people, 40 miles north of Dayton. I drove past a hospital. There was probably 50 cars in line for the COVID test. I mean, these people are begging for their enslavement, like you said. And anyway, so I stopped in a store, and a guy said I wasn't wearing a mask, and a guy confronts me. And very seldom do I get confronted. And he goes, oh, you're special. You're too good to wear a mask. I said, no. I said, and I ignored him for a minute, and then he kept up. And finally, I had enough because this guy was about 30 years old, and he had two little kids with him. And I said, buddy, let me tell you something. If you don't stand up at some point, you obviously don't care enough about your kids.
Yep.
Because you got to start standing up for this. You can't see that this is not going to get any better. I said, if you're foolish enough to believe that this goes away, if you follow their orders, you obviously don't know American or global history.
Yep, that's right.
And that's all I got to say. I just was blown away at the ignorance of this guy.
I think your dog wants to say something too, Dan. Are you going to give him the opportunity?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Folks, let's finish this audio up. We're talking about right now Dr. Wakefield. Brand new, friends. Brand new warning to the people on a global scale. Rest assured, all these people that the media wants you to believe is getting their shots, I can tell you the opposite is true. I can tell you that a little rat Fossey came out, right? And he said that 70% of the population needs to be vaccinated. Why? So they can force the 30% that didn't into it. Isn't this how it works, friends? They corral the people into it. Remember when the Social Security number first came out, it was voluntary. Now you can't even operate without having a Social Security number. I can go on. Where did the government get the power to implement this? Through the ignorance and apathy and tolerance of the people that they are to serve. That's where it comes from. Let me play the rest of this audio. Dr. Wakefield, his warning. This is not a vaccination. It is irreversible. Listen to the metaphor that he gives you. It is irreversible genetic modification. Listen to the rest of this audio.
As a filmmaker, created, it's rather like Jurassic Park that is about to escape the island, in my opinion.
There's a pause going between him and the media.
Why?
Mate, seriously.
Why? It operates on many levels, Pete.
scientists operate in laboratories and they have great ideas, and they think that that idea is going to translate into something to save the world. Some of them really genuinely think that, but they're living in such a microcosm, such an intellectual vacuum, a bubble, that they don't see the problems. What they see is the success of their brainchild. Because we can, we should.
Mm-hmm.
No, because we think we can, we're prepared to take the risk on other people's behalf. That's the truth.
On other people's behalf.
So many times, science has got it wrong. Science has made assumptions about its ability to exploit and exert dominion over nature. But nature will not have it that way. And what you found in the Human Genome Project is when they tried genetic engineering, when they changed one gene that they thought was a key defect in a disease process, they thought they would correct that, but they didn't. What they did is to have a knock-on effect on multiple other genes, switch them on, switch them off, upregulate them, downregulate them. They did not expect that, and they had to abandon that kind of project because we do not understand so much about the way in which the complexity of the human body, the complexity of the human immune system operates.
No.
So,
and this is why
that a scientist sitting in a lab can devise the idea of an RNA vaccine that then suddenly captures the imagination of public health officials and gets put into billions of people. There are many, many, many steps that have been missed out in between. And whenever it's been done, Pete, this kind of thing, it's had alarming results.
Alarming results.
So take me through the process. You said there's the scientists that, you know, they're not nefarious, they're doing their job. What's the chain of events above them?
What's the chain of events?
The next steps to the point where Boris Johnson is with the first patient to take the vaccine, like.
Okay, so anyways, go ahead and tune that down. That's pretty much the end of it. He wants to know the stages. He wants to know why the political pawns are going along with this, because they've sold their souls to the highest bidder. That's what they've done. And the fact of the matter is, friends, these are the ones that are selling you the virus. And again, I would just propose to you and lay this to your candor. How is it that there's so much information, more information countering vaccinations? Matter of fact, Robert Kennedy Jr., we have Dr. Wakefield and others that are now falling to the demonization of the mainstream media for exposing the very information that we're exposing, trying to wake up people to say, don't fall to this political inoculation, because that's exactly what it is. Robert Kennedy's the one that shared with us, friends, that there's over 400 adverse effects, side effects of vaccinations. How come we're not hearing one of them? How come we're not hearing from any of these other doctors? Why is it all bias, friends? Why is it all bias concerning the information that we're getting? Because they're all in it together, and they're going to all end up exactly where they belong, friends, but they can do it without me. And if we really, in end, really love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're going to keep his commandments, and we're going to do unto our neighbors as we would have them do unto us. And we're going to warn them, we're going to equip them, and we're going to show them the way of salvation first and foremost. And secondary to that, upon receiving the Holy Ghost, we're going to be empowered to go ahead and fight up against that which means to tear down the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church if you understand that you are the church. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.